Blog Talk Radio.
Are you starting to hate the fact that some women step up and say, I need this? And he went for hers. Can you do it? Well, let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get 'em ism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Ism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get a Ism Show, we are talking about, does it matter who asked to get married? Because here it is, Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. So let's get into this thing. Does it matter to you who asked who to get married? Ladies, women, the misses out there. Have you ever asked a boy to be your boyfriend? Have you ever asked a man, or have you ever asked your boyfriend to marry you? Have you ever done it in different ways? From what I know, there are some women who may not directly ask you to marry them or to be with them, but what they might do is they might put out a scenario in there that either gives you a choice of whether to submit or not. Like, for example, if a woman tells you, well, if you want to be with me, let's say in the case of where she knew that a man wanted to be with her. She said, well, if you want to be with me, this is what it's going to have to be. This is what you're going to have to do. Let's say if you've been dating a man, and I guess y'all go together or whatever, but maybe you've been withholding sex. So you said, well, in order for us to be together, in order for us to have sex, you would have to be my husband. In order for me to cook for you on a regular basis, you would have to be my husband. In order for me to give you 100% of the wife treatment, then you would have to be my husband. Why should I treat my boyfriend like a husband if he hasn't put a ring on it and he hasn't done a thing with it? Now, that may not be directly asking a man to marry a woman in many people's eyes, but it's a form of manipulation nonetheless. And if her real desire is to get married, so she's withholding all of the positive attributes of herself in exchange, or to manipulate that man into saying, all right, well, let's get married then. Well, I guess that's not asking him to get married, but nonetheless, the goal was the same. And I'm not saying that it's like that on a regular basis with anybody, but, you know, when a couple gets together, normally it's because they both want to be together. Sometimes they do it against all odds. Sometimes they do it against better judgment. Sometimes it goes against the advice of family members, friends, experts sometimes. I know people, and you probably know people too, that have gotten married or got together even though not only did their parents tell them this ain't the one, not only did brothers, sisters say, yo, this isn't the one. It's either their cousins, their friends, they told them, yo, that's not the one. Even the damn counselor said, no, y'all done. They said, nah, man, we going to work it out. Me and you against the world. I am your man. You are my girl. We going to do this. Then we going to take it around the place. We going to make sure that we put it in the face. Those haters just don't want to see us shine. I belong to you, and you are mine, and I don't care what nobody say. We're going to be together to the end of our days. That's even if somebody got to die today. I might kill you later on, but right now I'll stay. Let's get into it, y'all. How y'all feeling today? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. I'm feeling like a real man myself. Y'all know how it go. So this is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about, does it matter who asked who to get married? Can a woman ask a man to get married, or can a woman ask a man to marry her and it work out? Now, we've probably seen videos on the internet where a woman was getting too elaborate with it. I've seen videos where the woman got on her knee and presented the man with the ring, and people making videos about that kind. I'm like, nah, see, that's what I don't agree with. I don't think that there's anything wrong with a woman letting a man know what she wants, what direction she wants to go in as far as a relationship or a life choice is concerned. I don't have a problem with that. But all of that, you know, trying to show the world that, yeah, a woman can humble herself to get on her knee. Shit, I don't even agree with a man getting on his knee and asking a woman's hand to marry. Where did we get that bullshit from? First of all, maybe it's me, and it could be, because, you know, sometimes my ego will take you there. But I don't feel, if I'm with a woman and we've been together and we plan to be together, it's not even really about me asking you to get married. What I'm really asking you is, are we going to finalize this thing? Are we ready to make this thing legal? Are we going to elevate the level of seriousness of our commitment. Is that what we going to do? Are we ready to do that? It ain't no, I don't, maybe it's just me, but there would be no, if I wanted to marry a woman, there's no way I'm thinking that she might say no. Ain't no fucking way. Already no. And I mean, because you should, and like I said, maybe it's just me, but I think that you should already know what you're dealing with when you're dealing with it. A woman knows if a man is ready to marry her or not. She knows. She knows. Because either he been stepping up to the plate and moving towards that, or he been sitting back, relaxing, and chilling. But the dynamics of their relationship really is nobody else's business. But since we have videos on it, since we have visuals on it, since we have examples of it, since we know people who have been in this situation, and some of those people could have been us, let's talk about it. Doesn't matter who asked to get married. I've heard plenty of women say that, listen, I don't want to be with nobody who don't want to be with me. That makes sense. I mean, men say that too. That has nothing to do with who asked who to get married, though. Our ego sometimes keeps us out of trouble because we don't want to be looked at as somebody who is sinister or who is selfish or who is evil or who is bad or who is a thief or something like that. But there are sometimes when our ego keeps us from enjoying life, because our ego is making our decisions be based on people that we don't even know and who don't even know us and don't care about us. And I got a little issue with that. I take a little issue with that. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So let's get it popping, man. What y'all talking about? Shout out my people, Steve Carey, right morning, noon, and night. Emily Dunlap in the house. Stacey White, what's going on? Robbie Ming, my big sis, doing a thing. Candace Watson, thanks for coming through. Good to see you again. My people's King. What up, King? Good to see you come on through. So, yeah. So, what? And Carol Chamberlain, Mi favorita. Always great to see you. So, what do y'all think, man? What do y'all think? Does it matter who asked who to get married? I'll say it once again. I think it's an ego thing. But then again, it could be an ego thing based on how we were raised. I would be fronting if I said that, like, on the part of my mom, you know, she believes that a man should initiate a relationship between a man and a woman. At the same time, my mom told me from her mouth to my ear, well, when me and your dad got married, I don't want to say I asked him, but I kind of put it out there like this. Like, well, you know, I'm a little young, thick, fly thing. Here it is, year 1960, 61, I don't know. But you know, I'm a little fine thing. I got the bow and the boom and the bow, look at this face. A look at this pretty smile. You want to be with this? You're coming on through. You don't live around here. Yo, what you going to do? You are in the army. Are you going to take me with you? If you don't, I got another man waiting. He talk about be ready to end this dating. And yo, put a ring on my hand. You going to be hating. That's what she said. She said, well, you know, my dad told me this too before he passed. He was like, yo, when I got with your mom, you know, she was like, well, you know, my man's over there. He over there saying that, you know, because my dad was in the army. My dad was in the army, so he was stopping through Milwaukee in school, taking classes and stuff, going to the university, UWM. And so he wasn't from there. He wasn't stationed there. He wasn't going to be living there. So he was stopping through. They met each other, whatever. started dating, kicking it and all of that. And she was like, well, the other dude that's seriously interested in me is saying that you ain't gonna marry me, you ain't gonna do this, that, and the third, but he's ready to do it. He might be right. My dad said, he was like, dang, I can't let this one go. I mean, he was a fly guy himself. You know, light skin, curly hair type, broad shoulders, thin, and impeccable shape. Green beret in the army and shit. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Smile. You know, very, very handsome, very handsome. He had to make that decision. So she didn't directly say, well, better marry me. Can you marry me? But what she did say was, I got this thing going on. Plus, I'm a go-getter. You know I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? You could have a lot more with me than without me. But the choice is yours. If you don't make the move, then my man over here is going to make the move. Now, my mom told me she didn't really want to make the move with the other dude. She didn't. So it was more like, all right, if I got to, it's this or that, this or that, this or that, this or that. So in my mind, that's a little form of manipulation. It was. Gave my ultimatum. You don't do it, the next man gonna do it. It's on you. What you gonna do? Barbecue or stew? Shit'll get off the pot. My man's over here ready to shit. And she was a young thing. Young girl. 19, 20 years old, something like that. She was way younger. She was younger than him. Like, my papa had to be like 25, 26, something like that. So, that's how it went down. It was married like 20, 21 years. Definitely not the best marriage. But that's not the point. One thing is for sure, it wasn't who asked who to get married that made their marriage what it was. The bottom line is both of them agreed that they wanted to be together. So how do we get away from, well, if you don't ask me, then it's not authentic. If you ask me, then it ain't really right. It ain't really right. See, T. Carrie Wright says, historically, the bended knee is a show of submission. Yeah, it sure looks like it. Sounds good to me. Stacey White says, I just have a secret crush that's all. Nobody else business. The Lord is making it tight now for me. Okay. Robbie Mink says, okay, all right, that's what's up. Rob. T. Carey Wright says, it matters to me. I need the man to let me know that I am the one he chose. It's a big deal for a man to propose at all. That's a huge decision for them to make. Is it? Is it nowadays? I don't know. Got something with this. Okay. Right. Candace Watson says, I personally think that for women asking a man to marry, you allow the progression of, wait a minute. I personally think that for a woman, or do you mean women? Asking a man to marry, you allow the progression of the relationship. I'm not really sure about that. T. Carrie Wright says, your daddy said, hold my beer. No, that's not exactly how. Look, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. He told me, he was like, look, the bottom line was he was in his 20s. He was feeling himself in his 20s. You know, he was sticking and moving. At the end of the day, if we want to play Monday morning quarterback, it was probably a better decision for him not to do that, knowing what we know now. But the way things start out are the way they start out. It is what it is. They was married for like 20, 21 years. They wasn't. It was. But that's not to say that even if a man steps up and shows his initiative or his possessive side, like, yo, you my woman, we going to get married. But just because a man initiates the relationship, that don't mean that it's going to go in a good way. That don't mean he won't be abusive. That don't mean that he's going to do the right thing. It doesn't mean that he will practice fidelity and all of the things that he does. It doesn't mean any of those things. So then it go the way it go, but it also starts the way it starts. And a lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on the start. Like if we would have did this in the beginning, if we would have did this from the start, yo, if we would have said this from the midst, yo, if I'm speaking from the heart, I said if you would have, if I wouldn't have, if we would have, if we'd have allowed the. All right, I see that we have a caller on the line, caller with the last number 6202. I'm going to pick you up in just a second. If anybody else would like to call in to the show and give you 2 cents, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. And you can rock out, rock on it, do the damn, do the damn thing. This is the Daily Go Get It Business Show, and we're asking, does it matter who has to get married? Yeah, we're talking about that hot stuff tonight, hot stuff. Let me see. Stacey White says, when you know your worth, you don't have to make the move. He'll make that move, and when he sees, and when he see what's going on, okay. Guy Chamberlain said, nope, mom said, you just going to string me along. You're not going to just, that is what she was saying. Yeah. I mean, she was obviously in love with the man, but she didn't want to get played. Mommy had an ego too. And I mean, I'm glad it was a situation. It wasn't a situation where one person was totally dominant over the other one. Like, well, you ain't really got it going on. Why should I marry you? I'm glad it wasn't like that. Definitely wasn't like that. It was like, well, I got it going on. I got it going on too. All right, well, but we could have it going on. If you get it going on with me, then you're going to have it going on better than ever before. And that way, I think they were right. They, you know, like I said, my mom was a hustler. She was a go-getter, never lazy. Get up off her ass and work. You know, she knew how to, you know, she knew how to talk to people. She was a good salesperson, that kind of stuff like that. She used to sell Tupperware and she used to do door-to-door sales. Tupperware, she used to do vacuum cleaners, whatever. She was getting it, getting real money. He was making more money than my pop at one time. He was like, well, this is what you wanted. Well, ain't it? Like, actually, no, I really wanted you to just, you know what I mean, lay on your back all the time and, you know, pump out a bunch of kids and hold it down. That's another story. All right. DK Wright says his mom was gangster Carol. I don't know. One thing is for sure, that Aquarius uses her brain. Ugh. Ugh. Okay, Ansel Jones says, my brother Ansel Jones, what's going on? All right. Caller with the last number is 6202, as promised. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Welcome to the Daily Go Get It.
Hello, this is Candace. Someone asked me to elaborate on what I said. So what I mean by that, about women asking, if marriage is what you want, because not everybody wants marriage, but in this patriarchal society, if marriage is what you want, and you stated to your significant other that you would like marriage somewhere in the beginning of your courting, and you've said, I want to be married, and it kind of goes past that time due to different things because life happens. If a woman asked a man to be married and he's not sure, he's going to say no. He's going to say no. That will progress your relationship exactly where it needs to go, where it needs to either end or it will move forward. Because of male patriarchy, guys, not many guys, some guys don't mind, but many guys don't like the idea of that being taken away from them. So for a woman to ask if they want to be with the woman, normally, my best example is Jim Jones. Chrissy asked Jim Jones, and everyone was like, I can't believe she asked. And his response was, can we talk to the side? He didn't want that taken away from him, but he didn't want to lose Chrissy. So they had to have their discussion of whatever it is. Chrissy had a choice to leave, which from my understanding, she did leave. Jim got himself together and went right back to follow her because he realized then that's who he wanted to be with. It progresses your relationship forward in today's modern society. It progresses the relationship forward. Either y'all will be together or you won't be together. That's what I've seen through various different things that I look at. Not many males like to be asked, but if you do ask, it will progress, and it will also require female-wise to get your stuff together. Are you settling? If this is really what you want and he says no, then you need to get yourself together on why he said no. That's also another thing. As a female, you need to get yourself on why he said no. Because you might think I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And it's like, oh, no, honey, let me give you all these 25 different red flags you got going on. But it will progress the relationship, whichever way it's supposed to go, and progress both people.
All right.
That's what I feel.
All right. Well, I want to speak on a couple of things that you said, you talked about. Number one, when a man asks a woman to get married or when a woman asks a man to get married, they're already together. It's not like they're starting from zero. You know, they've already been dating. Well, I don't know what they're doing in the background, but it's making a lot of noise on the microphone or whatever.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
All right. It's not like they just met each other and they're like, yo, you want to get married? Like, let's start this relationship on our way to marriage or whatever. You know, it's not like that. They've already been together. They've already been dating. They've already been having sex. They've already been talking about things and things like that. So they're really just pushing it to a different level of commitment. And really, I'm not even going to say a really different level of commitment. They're pushing it to the legal level. You know what I mean? If you have to get married in order to treat your partner like a husband or a wife, then you probably shouldn't be married, because you're already practicing more of withholding things than being a giver, and that's gonna come back to bite you in your ass somewhere along the line. The other thing that you talked about was the example that you gave about Jim Jones and Chrissy and all of that. Like, that's TV. It's reality TV. I know how it's done. It's all scripted. No matter what you see on there, no matter how quote unquote natural it looks, it's not natural. It's all scripted. Those networks, they tell them, like, we need material for this next show. We not bringing a camera crew out there for y'all for 12 to 15 hours a day so y'all can watch TV and make a ham sandwich and show you a new belt that he bought. No, that's not going to work. We need material. So understanding that, and understanding that the general public doesn't know that, they don't understand that. They really think that because it's called reality TV, they think that shit that they see on TV is real. And I don't care whether it's violence or whatever. You ever notice that in them fights on reality TV, nobody gets lumped up? You never see nobody come back with a black eye. You know what I mean? When people,
well,
I know
them. One did. I remember that one, but the rest, no. I've only remember one. But I'm not basing that off the reality TV. Chrissy did a live one time. Like, I follow her on What's Your Name for many years.
And that was a conversation. She did say she had been discussing it with Jim for so many years. And the reason she wanted the marriage was more so for stuff that was going on behind the scenes legally, because there were things that Jim was getting into. And although she knew, she had to go through Mama Jones, which she didn't have the – she didn't have a bad relationship, but she didn't have the best relationship. And it was like, I don't want to have to deal with your mother for all of these other progressive things, because legally she has to, even though they have been together for years. So that's why I said I didn't base it off of that. So she had – they used that content, but she had been progressing, saying this is what she wanted for different things. And she said, right. I did ask them. What you saw was true. She was like – and they were like, well – and she said, he talked about it and blah, blah, blah. And she said after a while – she had to take a step back, and she did leave. That's why she moved to Miami. And she said, and then after some years, when she was there for almost a year or two, he moved back. He moved to her, and she was like, "Why are you here?" That's why I said, I know what you're saying, but I'm taking that from her whole conversation behind. Like, she was like, "Yeah, there were things scripted, and they got into the whole whatever." She said, but it was something that her and Jim had been talking about, and she was doing it, and he was doing other things. Legal, that she needed to legally have, like, I'm his wife. I need to be able to do certain things, and she wasn't.
And that's all well and good. I mean, Jim Jones is a gang member and all this whole dumb shit, a grown-ass 40-year-old gang member talking about a blood.
Like I said, that's why I just remembered that was her take, and she had said that was why. So what you saw was her, like, yo, this is what I'm trying to do, and he kind of, and she was like, after a while, she said she had to take a step back on herself as well. She said, in asking that, she said, by then they had been together for so long, she never even thought about it. But she also had to take a step back on herself.
Nonetheless, she did that on a TV show, and they eat off of that. See, I'm not going front. I don't believe nothing that these celebrities that I see on TV, nothing, because they eat off of that. When your man asks you to be his woman or his wife, you don't make a dime off of that other than what y'all make together. With them, everybody pays for everything that they say, and that makes a difference. That's why you have to take it with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? Your Facebook account probably doesn't make a penny. Theirs makes thousands a day. There's a difference. The motivation to do certain things for them is different than yours. For them, it's all about the money. They have people who monitor this. Well, you need to do this on this day. You need to say this. When you say this, this is what's going to happen, and then we're going to play it this way. That's what I'm saying. I don't care what she does in a live. It all goes back to the same thing. They eating off of it. There's a whole different motivation. But forget about them, because I don't want to talk about them. With you, what's your stance? Do you think it matters if a woman asks a man to get married, or do you think that the man should be always the one to ask for a woman's hand in marriage, or even a relationship?
No, I don't. I don't think it makes a difference if the work is done in a relationship. And the work is done on both people, then it shouldn't make a difference who asks. That's why I said I'm taking it from, if you have two healed people trying to progressively move forward in life, or progressively they're still and they're healing together, or choose to whatever and progress, it doesn't to me make a difference who asks, because to me, my thing is y'all decided to go together, build a family, build a legacy, build an empire. Whatever that is, meaning within your family, within yourselves. So to me, I never saw an issue for a female to ask or a male to ask. I never understood the problem with it, because at the same token, as a female who works in corporate, if I'm striving to be a CEO, there are certain traits that to me it's like everybody wants equality until equality really means equality. Like, is it that you want equity or you want equality? Like, because inequality means, yes, as women, if that's what you really, really want, then a female asking a male should be no different than a male asking a female if both are healed and ready to move. That's how I look at it.
You use the word healed. Like, what's the measurement of a person's healing? Like, how does that really factor into whether you want to be? Yeah. Let me ask this question. How does that factor into whether you want to be with somebody or not?
Because being healed determines the type of energy, the type of lack, or the manipulation factor, like you said, the manipulation factor, boundaries, respectability. Healing determines a lot of those things. So what you might feel that is, I'm being respectful of this person, once you're healed, you're like, ooh, that was not as respectful as I thought. Or boundaries, you learn to respect other people's boundaries, whereas when you're not healed, you might not respect that person's boundaries. And that also dictates the type of person you will attract. And also, once you start healing, whether that person is still the person you wish to be with. Because once you're healed, it's like anything else, you're in a different stage in your life. You're at a different part of your thought process. If that person can grow with it, great. But if that person doesn't, then you're on two different levels. You're on two different things. And we technically should have never, we were great when I was not healed and you weren't healed. But now that both of us have talked about our traumas, going through, started working on ourselves, becoming better people, we are too different that we don't even, we should never be together. We're cool as friends, but not as actually in an intimate relationship. And that's what I think people, I think personally, one of the biggest problems on why people don't stay married now and have issues with, oh, he can't, it's because people aren't healed from things that make no sense to me. Like, that not make no sense, but like, there's these stereotypes and these tropes and you can, and a male does this and this, and it's like, God, where do y'all get all these things from? Because in today's modern society, most of that doesn't factor. Like, living in a household now, back in the 60s, it was okay if you had a one person working. In today's society, if you've been to the market lately, it's difficult, especially with kids with one income. It's hard. It's suffering. It's suffering. Even for one male on his own trying to feed himself, it's getting harder and harder. Add a kid in there,
well,
it's hard.
For our people, it was never really easy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I never said, but I will say.
Hold on. Let me just finish what I'm saying. For our people, it's never really been easy. You know, we've just like today, the media has really done us in as far as the setup and dynamics of our relationships. You know, we've allowed Europeans to really set the standard about how we conduct ourselves and what our images are as we portray them to our community. And it hasn't helped us out a lot. But I want to go back to this thing about healing. Like, I don't believe that a person is ever truly healed from life circumstances. You know, stemming from anybody and everybody's childhood, we have certain things that we have to deal with that we probably are still struggling with or trying to cope with. It's sort of like being a functional addict. Yeah, I get high, but I still go to work. I don't owe anybody. I still own my home, my car, and all of that. I keep my bills paid and all of that kind of stuff. So when we talk about, you know, if we talk about from one relationship to another, you know, being healed from that, I don't think that our expectation should be that we are totally removed or beyond any type of devastation from any previous relationship in order to start another relationship. We say on the internet, we say that shit all the time, you know, don't bring baggage into a relationship. So it's like, that's almost like saying, don't bring memories into any situation. Don't bring your memories, your past memories into any situation that you're in currently. And that's not humanly possible. That's not even, That's even animals bringing whatever experiences that they have had into any situations that they are in currently. So we sometimes
by healed.
Some well hold
by
on.
By healed, I mean trauma.
Wait.
Go ahead.
We often put unrealistic expectations on each other's behavior. And, you know, like that's the end all be all. When the reality of the situation is you don't have to be totally like, okay, there are a lot of people who don't have the flu anymore or COVID or even a cold, but they might still have some sinus problems. All right. So you're not totally healed, but you're functional. You can still work. You can still be progressive. You can still move on to the next level of whatever. But we get caught up in imagery. Our people, black people, get caught up in imagery way too much. So there's so many people out here, you know, worrying about what a wedding looks like instead of what a marriage is going to feel like or going to be like. You know what I mean? It's all about what everybody can see. People want to change their relationship status on their social media. You'd be surprised how many people are driven by that. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen people say it. Don't get in my inbox if you're not ready to blah, 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 blah. Well, the truth is you're not ready, because if you were, you wouldn't be talking like that. You know what I mean? You have no respect for the process. That's why you're warning people, this is what I need up front. You have no respect for the process. So you're telling people to be ready and you're not ready yourself, but you haven't been conditioned to recognize that you're not ready yet. So we're stuck so far in the beginning of things that the progression of things never gets a chance to get off the ground. So, whether a man.
But what I'm talking.
Okay, go ahead.
What you just said, when females do that, that's a trauma response because of a previous relationship that they're not healed from. That's a trauma response. That's what I'm talking. I'm not talking completely healed from daily pressures, stresses. No. I'm talking healed from your trauma, because trauma responses is what a lot of people do. The not respecting people's boundaries is a trauma response. The wasting somebody's time is a trauma response, in the sense of, I might deal with you nice person, but in my head, I know I don't want to really be with you. I really know I don't. After so long we go through the process, I know this isn't going to work. But instead of me saying, you know what, as much as I do love you, this is not going anywhere, we should cut it. The trauma response for people is, I'm going to stay comfortable because I like the comfortability, and I'll waste this person's time until the next person comes along. So that's a trauma response because, one, either you don't like to be alone, or and you like whatever that is, if that's a trauma response. That's what I'm talking about. When I say heal from your trauma responses, I'm not saying the daily day-to-day pressures, but because of whether it's black people, but even in general, just different things that happen to people. Some of them cause huge amounts of trauma to different people different ways. Some people might be like, that was nothing. But to others, that's a big devastation for them. And when I say heal, I'm not saying heal totally, but heal enough to know, oops, I'm doing a trauma response, or oops, that, you know what, let me, oops, this is triggering to me. Oops, this is causing me to act irrational. And things like that allow people to then say, let me get away from this. Because, for instance, if you grew up in chaos, you tend to like chaos, even if it's not good for you. You tend to like chaos because it was a comfort zone when you were through your formative years, whatever that chaos is. Now, that sounds crazy, but, and people would say, well, why would you? Your life is together, but you might. So I know someone personally who, she grew up in chaos,
If you see her on paper and everything else and what she does in her life, she looks very put together and all of that. But in her personal life of relationships, they are all trauma. But she stays in them because it's familiar to what her childhood was. And she has yet to go to therapy. And I keep telling her, you might want to go to therapy for that. Because if she did, she would recognize trauma. I stay in this relationship because it brings, it's a trauma response to the chaos that I grew up in. And I'm okay with chaos because that's what I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. When I say healed, I don't mean healed from everyday. I'm talking trauma healing. Because when you heal from traumas, many people heal from their traumas. The person that they're with isn't always the person they should be with. That's why I've seen people do 20 years together. We live together. This, that, and the third. You get married, and they're no longer together after 6-7 years. And it's like, wait a minute, y'all were together for 23 years. How y'all get divorced and then y'all ain't even together 18 months later? What the heck? And it's because whoever had different expectations of what the marriage was going to change like, and it was like you were in trauma. And now that you got the thing that you wanted, and now it's like, oh, well, he moved on, but she's by herself. Well, she probably at this point hasn't figured out she needs to heal from her trauma. That's why she's not attracting what she needs. But like I said, that's what I mean.
Okay.
What I mean when I say that.
Okay. All I'm saying is I don't think that you have to be healed all the way from any trauma. I don't even think that that's a realistic expectation. What you need to do is be in good enough shape. Like a car that you drive may not be in tip-top condition, but will it get you from A to B? You know what I'm saying? Like you may not have the best tires on it. It may not have the best ride, you know, but the thing will run. You put gas in it, and it will go. You know what I'm saying? So for us to expect for all of our past demons and problems to subside before we decide to partake in another situation, well, for number one, it takes away the ability for somebody to help us out. We don't have to come fully prepared. We can come and help each other out. You know what I mean? Like, look, you have the bread, I have the cheese. You have the mayonnaise, maybe I have the meat. We don't have to have everything together. We can build with each other. But we have to be willing to do that. And we can't do that if we're concentrating so much on what each other. Well, in this case, the dynamics of who asked who to be with who. And that holds so many people back. It's just crazy. That's the reason why I wanted to do this show. Because I've seen it. I've seen people talk about it, and they're serious. No, the man has to do this, or the woman has to do that. But when it comes to other aspects of your relationship, then you want to tell everybody to mind their business. When y'all on the same page, you want everybody to mind their damn business. But when you're trying to go for something that the other person might not want, now you want the peanut gallery to add in their 2 cents. Well, they said that they
agreed.
Both, but you can't have it both ways, even though many of us want it both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when he doing what I want him to do and she's doing what I want her to do and all of that, yo, everybody mind y'all business. Get your own relationship. You know what I mean? When you get your own man or you get your own woman, then you can come over to this club right now. We got it popping up in here. But when it's not going that well, like, well, you know, you expect me to be like the last one was, and you're the one who asked to be in this situation in the first place, and you said something about people wasting their time. I try to stay as far away from that phrase as possible, because the time is going to go by anyway. So you can spend the time with somebody trying to get closer to them, or you can spend the time by yourself or with somebody else that ain't trying to get close to you. It's a decision, and we have to live with the decisions that we make. You know, I, like, how is it if everything goes right and it leads to marriage, then you spent your time. But if it doesn't end in marriage, then you wasted your time. No, you no, doesn't work that way. All right. Well, listen, we got to get on the body here. But listen, I appreciate you calling in once again.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Well, that ended a little strange, but hey, it's the Daily Go Get Them Isn't Show. You know how that goes. But I appreciate the caller calling in. I appreciate the insight. Appreciate y'all in the chat room, you know, doing the damn thing. That's what's up. All right, so let's get it popping. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. Before I do the birthday shout-outs, though, you know, I just want to say that with a hot button topic like that, what we're really talking about is our view of how forever will play out from the beginning. You know what I mean? How forever or the future will play out from the beginning. You know, many of us put so much stock in the way that things take off. And that's not a bad thing. You know, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that it's wrong to try to have things in place, you know, to get off to a good start. I think getting off to a good start is a great thing. Only thing I'm saying is don't get so bogged down into having everything up front. You know, like, shoot, when you start at the top, there's no way to go from there but down. But it really is the business of the two parties involved about who decides to push the future or forever farther. If my woman asked me to get married, it's going to ultimately have to be our decision together whether we do that. If I ask her to get married, same thing. Sure, my ego says, yeah, you better say yeah, or after school, because you ain't going to be telling me no, you know what I mean, when I've humbled myself, you know what I'm saying? This is big O right here, you know, big sun, I'm up in the sky, I shine, I bring warmth to the earth and the whole entire solar system, from Mercury all the way to Pluto. Yeah, Pluto's still there, but honestly, that's y'all business. And it should really only come into, it should only be a factor when you make it somebody else's business. Why should anybody know? I don't know. Maybe it's the little romance thing, you know, in the movie. Oh, how did y'all got married? How did, you know, he ask you to get, okay, I get it. I think I get it. I let me stop acting oblivious like I don't understand. I do. I just think that there are exceptions that we need to take into consideration. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Rosalind Brown, turning 47 years old today, and Linda Pfeiffer Spite, turning 60 years old today, and Teresa So Blessed Campbell, turning 60 years old today, also in Valencia Williams, turning 47 years old today, and Ja Collins, turning 45 years old today, and Key Yamaya, go get a Key Yamaya, happy birthday to you, and Ibrahim Keese, my girl Ibrahim the chef, turning 35 years old today. Yeah, you got to be older than that. Come on, Ibrahim. And also, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, sit back, relax, do your thing, and chill. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. You know what I mean? Absent today. I hope he's out there really, really turning up the right way and doing the damn thing and enjoying planning for the rest of his life. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit, my brother. And also, last but not least, my brother Timothy Barnes. My man, turning 45 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, listen, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. You know what I mean? We can ruin a good beginning by trying to get everything that we're going to have in the beginning. Because if you think that it matters whether you ask her or she asks you, what it's really saying, as far as I'm concerned, is that neither one of you are ready. You ain't ready. One of you doesn't recognize that the other one isn't ready, and the other one doesn't want to convey to the other one that they ain't ready. But y'all are still together, so now what you going to do? Barbecue or stew? Shit will get off the pot. You'll make sure that you don't strike while it's too hot. Too hot to hold, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. We going to do this. Big Go Back Thursday is sold. Just like a car right off the lot. You hear that new car smell I got? All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get It Is and So. So y'all, be safe out there. Do the damn thing. Summer's in full swing. It's rad. It's very, very rad. All right. So, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here. Yes. Yes, Blog Talk. We get you out of here. Yes. 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 Yes, Blog Talk. I say holla. It's a peach. Change. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.